Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today is a very special day on the Mishnah Yomas calendar. For today, we complete Seder Taros, which we've been studying together for the last extended time, and we complete with it the final series of Mishnayos in all of Shas Mishnayos. So we've been discussing what makes Tumas Ochlin, and specifically yesterday, ended off discussing what's the deal with honey. So Chalos Devash, our mitzvah, our Mishnah now continues in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph, when we have a beehive, there are a number of wax pieces that make different types of hexagon cells where the bees store the honey. Those are called honeycombs. Now, honey is one of the seven liquids. It's one of the seven liquids that are machshir. Honeycombs, on the other hand, are a salad. They're defined as ochel. So when are they considered ochel? And when, meimasai, mitamos mishamashka, when do they have the ability to provide the status of liquid? And it's an important distinction, because when food becomes tummy from a rishon l'tuma, it becomes a sheni l'tuma, which can only transmit tuma to truma and kachim, but not to chulin. But as we learned in Masechta Parah, midirabanan, liquids that come into contact with a sheni are always considered able to become tummy as a rishon and will be able to transmit food tuma even to a sheni. On the other hand, there are different sizes that come into play between the status of tuma as a food, which is the size of a beitza, and the status by a liquid, which is a different size. And so we need to know, when does something get counted as food? When does something that comes out of a honeycomb get counted as a liquid? So Beishamai Omrim, Mishe Yecharcher. Beishamai says, when you heat the honeycombs, and part of the process of extracting the honey was the heating process. So once we heat it, and the honey is starting to become liquefied, it's even though it's still stuck in the comb, it's considered a liquid. But Beisilo Omrim, Mishe Yirasek. Beisilo says, no, in order to extricate the honey from the beehives, you'd have to go ahead and cut the honeycomb with a knife. That's the crushing. And so that comes along to press out the honey. That's the point in time where it has the abilities. Now, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, our final statement in all of Shas begins as follows. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to say, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hanchil chol tzadik b'tzadik shlosh me'osu ba'asara olamos. God is going to give each and every tzadik 310 worlds. Why are we bringing this up now? So the Bartanura points out that the point over here is to teach us that when we're closing out the Mishnah, we need to know that there's a reward given to the tzaddikim who learn and are mekayim everything that is stated in the Mishnah. And what do they get? 310 worlds. So Nemar Lahanchiloa Vayesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn around and give them a world, an endowment with substance. Yesh is the combination of the two letters, Yud and Shin, which makes 310. And the substance is in the world to come, is in Olam Haba. And I'm also going to fill their treasuries, which tells us that what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the peros to Olam Hazeh, Va'keren Kayemes, La'olam Haba. I'm Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. The final statement in all of Shas Mishnayos is gifted to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, who states as follows: Lo Motza Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha LeYisrael Allah Hashalom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu found no kli to hold a bracha for Am Yisrael more so than Shalom. Shalom is the is a sense of completeness, contentment, and peace. And there's no greater thing that holds the bracha for Am Yisrael than Shalom. Shenemar Hashem Ozli Amo Yitain, God gives strength to His nation. Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Vashalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly bless His nation with Shalom. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless it with us. With this, Salak Mesech Uksin and Hadron Alach Seder Taros Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us with the opportunity to complete Shas again and again and again, because HaFach Baba, HaFach Baba, may we have this chus to make our next Siyum HaShas together with the Tanoim and Amoraim Yerushalayim Habnuya. Have a great day and a Shabbat Shalom to all.